rut I found. Said I need a solid Sunday,
Lord,
that won't bend under pressure. Cause sometimes I have to carry the weight of the world on my shoulder.
You're tuned into the Stellar Award-winning internet radio station.
You're at the right place at the right time.
The NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Hold up. Wait just a minute.
It's the Anointed One.
On your radio. Yo.
Keep it locked right here.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
I need y'all to put your hands on this one. Yeah, hey, hey,
hey. I wanna be all that I can be. Be a soldier in your army. I get more. You better be careful. This is where it is real.
Hear my war cry.
that want to be a soldier in the army of the Lord. And we want you to groove with us tonight. Is that all right? Hey, let's groove. Can you feel it? Can you feel it?
With the roughest DJ.
You told me to focus on you.
About it. The name of that song is Focus. And sometimes focus can be a catch-22. Because think about it. You can be focused on something like a promotion. And we all know that promotion comes from above. But the devil will come right in and get you so focused on that promotion that you forget where the promotion came from. And you begin to focus on numbers and things to make your boss happy, and you forget consecration, and you forget the things of God. But the Bible says to let this mind be in you that's also in Christ Jesus. That means he'll never leave you, he'll never forsake you. And because of that promise, ain't nothing they can say or do to turn my heart away from you. Fellas, help me say, he ain't nothing
they can say or do
to turn my heart, away,
from you.
I mean, my mind's made up. I ain't going nowhere.
I know that God is able. had to smile through the hurt and walk through the pain. I had to deal with the shame, y'all. But I'm happy, yeah, yeah. I'm happy, yeah. Hey, lies in the news, they scandalize my name. You used to be my friend, but you done changed. But I'm happy, yeah, yeah. I'm happy. Oh, oh, oh. Sometimes you gotta lose in order to win. If you keep the faith, you can start over again, yeah. So be happy, oh, be happy.
That's the sound of divine nature. It's 26 minutes after the hour. Welcome to the NFI Radio Gospel Network, Raleigh, North Carolina. I am your radio host, Faith. Let's get back with more music with the sound of George Dixon and the Disciples. Glory to God, you are catching the wave.
mercy. I'm still here tonight. Can I ask y'all something here? Anybody here know that you made it by the grace of God? It wasn't your good work. It wasn't nothing that you done. But God's grace and mercy. Tap you all the days of your life. Maybe somebody been like me. The enemy fighting on every hand. But still you made it. Satan stumbling blocks in your way. But still you made it. Doors closed in your face. But still you made it. Listen, I had friends promised they will always be there. But oh, when I looked around, those same friends are gone. They lied on me. They talked about me. Caused me heartache. Still, I made it. I just want to tell my enemy, in spite of everything you throw at me, I'm still here tonight, y'all. I'm still standing here tonight. And I can say I made it through. I made it through. I had heartache, but I made it through it. I've been lying. Some of y'all been lied on too. But I made it through. I've been talked about. But I made it through. Oh, heartache. Pain in your heart sometimes. Lied on. But I made it. Sure enough talked about. But I made it. Fellas, y'all with him and son.
I had heartaches, but I made it. I've been lying on, but I made it. I've been talked about, but I made it.
Oh.
I had heartaches.
Maybe stay over here.
But I made it. I had heartache.
But you made it through.
But I made it.
Anybody ever been lied on?
I've been lied on.
But you made it through.
But I made
anybody
it.
Anybody over here ever been talked about?
I've been talking.
I'm
You're going with Jesus. I need you to stand up on your feet and say, oh, healing.
sometimes you go all out of your way just to help someone who has fought a battle. Soon they get on their feet. You know what you do. They get on the telephone, call everybody in town. Said you ain't no good. But remember, we
Satan trying to get busy up in here. He couldn't sing like he wanted to. Those of you that's from Tupelo, y'all know he can sing. And let me tell you something. I bind Satan back in hell where he belongs. I have some church folks up in here. Stretch forth your hand right now. Stretch, if I got some saved folks in here, stretch forth your hand right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you as humble as we know how. We ask you to touch his body right now in the name of Jesus. Satan, you got to go. Satan, you have no authority here. Satan, get out of here. And we say in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen.
That's the sound of Lee Williams and the Spiritual, QC. We are right at the top of the hour. I am your radio host, Faith. Look, you don't have to stay in the way you feel today, if you are down. Hold your head up, and call on Jesus Christ. He can fix any problem. I'll be right back with more music, right after this.
And you caught it first on the wave.
Catch the wave on the NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina in the studio of the NFI Gospel Network.
Gospel music at its best. Catch the wave on the NFI.
Thank you.
I want to thank you.
Do you want to thank him?
I want to thank you.
Two, have to move like that, there's nothing else to do but to celebrate. Okay, I don't know who I'm talking to tonight. I said there's nothing left to do but to celebrate. I give you glory. I give you praise. Cause my enemy. I said we're about to seal it with a praise. See, I don't know if y'all ready. Y'all, this is the SOS moment. So I need a little room right here. I give you glory. I give you praise. Cause my enemy. Anybody ready to bless the Lord in here tonight? I said, is anybody ready to lose your mind? Cause the devil lost again. I need everybody to jump with me like this. Say, I give you glory. I give you praise. Cause my enemy. I need you to look back over your life. Look back over last year. The fact that you're still standing. It's proof that the devil didn't win. Can I do it one more time? Y'all help me do it. Come on. I give you glory. I give you praise. Cause my enemy. Are y'all ready over here? Are y'all ready over here? Y'all don't sound. Are y'all tired? Are y'all ready to praise the Lord? If the devil did not win, I want you to lose your mind on this song. We're going to praise him. We're going to dance because we are free tonight. Tell your neighbor, I'm free. Can I do it the last time right here? Everybody do it with me. Here we go. Y'all ready? One, two, three. Hey, I give you glory. I give you praise.
opportunity today. Thank you, each and every one of you that took the time out to listen to this record. Just want to encourage you that no matter what you've been going through, no matter how long you've been going through, that everything will be all right.
Hold on, son. Just
encourage somebody that might be going through something in your life right now. I don't care what it is. I don't care how long you've been going through it. If you just learn how to lean and depend on Jesus, he said he'll lead you. He'll direct you. Trouble will be over. Trouble will be over. Everything gonna be alright. Come on, I dare somebody right where you are. Let you lift your hand. When I was a little boy in the church, there was an old familiar hymn that I couldn't understand back then, but now that I'm all grown up, I understand what they were talking about. And the hymn writer said, to trust in Jesus. All you gotta do is trust in the name of the Lord. All you gotta do is depend on the word. Everything gonna be alright. He's so sweet. Some trust in horses. Some trust in chariots. But I'm gonna trust in the name of our God. It's in the name of our God that he'll be a strong tower. He'll be a shelter. He'll be your battle axe in the time of war. Trust in Jesus. I'm gonna trust in Jesus. Cause if I trust in Jesus, everything gonna be alright. Everything gonna be alright.
HD2 sound with tight acoustic bass. It's the NFI giving God the praise.
I'm in production, doing a remix. Worldwide and Enigma making platinum hits. New wine coming, get some of this. Stand and give God the praise.
Good morning, we are right at the bottom of the hour. I am your radio host, Faith. We are live from the NFI Radio Gospel Network, Raleigh, North Carolina. Join us on our website, or listen by dialing 347-215-8049, and catch the wave.
Oh.
Jesus, 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 and Lord, you made it, and Lord. church. I hope you're ready to worship a risen Savior today. We will bless his name at all times. Come on, put your hands on it like this.
I will bless the Lord at all times and give praise, shall continually be in my mouth. No matter what I see or how I feel, as long as I'm breathing, oh yes I'm breathing, I'll bless the Lord. As long as I'm breathing, oh yes I'm breathing, I'll bless the Lord.
Father, we come to bless you in the good times or the bad. We come to magnify your name. Come on, let's do it together. Say, I will bless.
You've been better than good to me.
I should have been praying.
You've been better than good.
You've been so faithful. You've been so kind. Let's testify one more time, y'all. Say, I should have been dead.
I should have been dead.
But you've been better than good to me. I wish you would sing it like you meant it today. Tell them, I should have lost my mind. You've been better than good to me. We gotta go. So good. You've been so good. You've been so good. I really should have lost my mind. Some of you have gone through some stuff this year, in the middle of a global pandemic, in the middle of social unrest, you should have lost your mind. But thank God for the peace of God. Oh my God, thank God. Oh my God, for Jesus, you should have been dead. There are some of you who shouldn't even be watching this stream right now. You know the truth. I don't know your testimony. You know the car accident should have killed you. You know cancer should have taken you out of here. You had all the odds stacked against you, but you're still here by the grace. It's not because you're good. It's because he has been better. Better than good to me. And for that I will bless the Lord. Oh my soul. And all that is within me. Bless his holy. His holy name, he has done great things. That's why my hands can't go down, because he has done great things. That's why my mouth is open today, because you have done great things. So today my responsibility is to bless his holy name. His holy name. Open up your mouth. Come on. Fill your rooms. Fill your houses. Fill your apartments. Open up your mouth. Wherever you, if you're watching in your car, open up your mouth to this amazing God. Thank you, Jesus.
Do you thank God every day for life, health, and strength? I am so grateful for what God is doing in my life every day. I believe someone need a word today that will take them into next week. Are you ready to be blessed by the man of God? We are right at the top of the hour of 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now let's join Pastor Cecil Wilson of the True Community Church, Siler City, North Carolina. Good morning, Pastor Wilson.
Good morning. God bless you. And keep right as the songster was saying, go ahead and bless the Lord. If you're in your house, in your car, wherever you are listening to us, go ahead, worship the Lord, praise him. He is worthy. And guess what? You are worthy to praise the Lord. That's right. Don't let nobody tell you that you are not worthy of his praise. And God, and that's right, he's looking for the praises of the people. Amen. Bless the Lord. Go ahead and bless the Lord. Oh, magnify the Lord, all ye people. Amen. Amen. Let the praises go up. Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. Good morning to you. God bless you. Today we're going back to John, the third chapter and the third verse, John 3 and 3. Last time we had some difficulties and some technical things, and a lot of you missed. And so we're going to go back over parts or some of that today. And because we want the word to go forth, it went forth. And we're going to do it again. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. John, the third chapter and the third verse. Amen. 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 Bless the Lord. Amen. Let me get some things together here. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let me get my things together. Praise the Lord. Amen. Go ahead and praise him. Praise him. Praise the Lord. That's right. Don't stop. That's it. Praise ye the Lord. Praise him. Praise him. Amen. Amen. You're going through something. You know what you need to do? You need to praise the Lord. And as you walk yourself right on through it, that's right. Don't stop. Don't pull over. Go ahead and praise your way through till you see your breakthrough. Going through the tunnel. Don't stop in the middle of the tunnel. When you're driving in a tunnel on a car under the water, you don't stop in the middle of the tunnel. No, sir. You trying to make sure you get to the other side. Praise the Lord. Look at the daylight. You see the light at the end of the tunnel. Amen. Pray with me. Our Heavenly Father, God Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, we thank you this morning, our kind Father, for you've been so good to us. Amen. Better us than we even sometimes be to our own self. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. Hallelujah. Bless. Hallelujah. We thank you for all of the blessings. You look beyond all of our faults and saw nothing but our need. We thank you, Lord, because you, amen, your word is true. Amen. You don't need to see our faults and sins no more if we are a believer in Jesus as our Lord. Amen. And our Savior. That's right. You see Jesus. You don't see us now. Amen. Hide us behind the cross. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, go in front of us. Anoint, Lord. Speak. What's the word for your people today? In Jesus' name, amen. 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 John, the third chapter and the third verse. And it says, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus. He was a ruler of the Jews. And this same came. That means the same man, Nicodemus, came to Jesus by night. He slipped in there by night and said unto Jesus, Rabbi, that's what they called him, Rabbi, teacher, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. For no man can do these miracles that you've been doing that except God is with him. Jesus answered Nicodemus back and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto you, verily, verily, that means listen now, I'm listening now, I'm saying unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Did you hear that? Unless a man, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Accept the man, accept Jesus as Lord. Amen. Believe in Jesus as the Son of God. Believe that Jesus died on the cross. Believe that he arose. Believe that he is God sent and accept him as your Lord and Savior. Unless a man do that, unless a man spirit is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. From that, I want to use for a subject, your spirit must believe and be born again. Your spirit must believe and be born again. Our spirit must believe and be born again. That's right. Because, see, the born again, this time, it's not talking about the flesh, not talking about you be born again. It's your spiritual, your spirit man, your spiritual part. See, we are a spirit, came down. God chose how you're going to get here on earth and how you're going to take on a fleshly body. That's right. Come down through generations. And we are a spirit that was put into a body for us to use on this earthly tabernacle. That's right. And that fleshly body one day would decay. It would dissolve, go back. But your spiritual, your spirit man, your spirit human, your spiritual nature will live on. And that's why they keep talking about all the time eternal life. Where will you spend your eternal life? Not your fleshly body, but your spiritual, your spirit. Where will it spend eternity? Now, when Jesus returns, your spirit is going to connect back with that body that went in the grave. Even though your fleshly body went back to dust. That's right. Doesn't matter whether you were cremated or ever how you was. It's the same ashes and the same dust to dust. And when it goes back. But it said those that when Jesus cracked the sky, when Jesus come back, he said that the dead in Christ is going to rise first. What that mean? Those who died as a believer, those who were spirit, have been born again, they're going to connect back. They spirit is up there. When the doctor and the medical examiner and all pronounced that person dead, their spirit left that body. But it's in a holding place waiting to come back with Jesus, and it's going to connect back with that body in the grave. And everybody is not going to be already in the grave. Why? Because it says that those that are dead in Christ will rise first. But those who are still on earth when Jesus appears, you don't have to go in the grave, come up. You're just going to be what? It says caught up in the air to meet him. Hallelujah. Amen. A great. Amen. 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 What you call it? It is a rapture. Hallelujah. Well, let's continue. Your spirit must believe and be born again here in John, the 3rd chapter and the 3rd verse. And so it talks about he was talking to the Pharisee. So what is a Pharisee? A Pharisee at that time was a member of the ancient Jewish sect. They were a group. They were distinguished. They strictly observed all of the traditional and law, traditional written law, everything traditional. They didn't want to change for anything. And that's the way they operate. And they called themselves an expert in the law, in the traditions. Sounds familiar? Yeah, it does, doesn't it? Yeah. Those in the sitting amen corner and officers and all and caught in the ways, set in the ways and don't want to change for anything. You better not move a pew. If you move a pew, you're going to have to go. Anything. Because they caught up. The Pharisees, and they felt like whatever they had interpreted the word to be and whatever they believed it to be and ever how they called themselves saying this is what it means, you couldn't come and change a thing. And even if they get a new revelation of what it really means, they wouldn't change. Why? Because they didn't want to go against their tradition. Pharisees. And these are people who felt like they had a superior knowledge over the word of God. They were self-righteous. Nobody's good enough but them. Sounds familiar again, doesn't it? And often, check this out, contradicted their own rules, because whenever the rule looked like it's going to convict them, all of a sudden something got to be shifted. And so today they would be called a hypocrite. The Pharisees believed in resurrection and in following legal traditions and were also known as legal experts, lawyers-like, or legal experts. And so notice So Nicodemus, he was a legal expert. He was a Jewish ruler of the law and all, officer, top leader. And so he didn't want the rest of the boys to know that, hey, he wanted to go to Jesus. He had some more questions, but he didn't want them to know he had to go and ask Jesus anything. Why? Because he's supposed to be an expert. So he tried to slip in there by night. And that's why the scripture says he came to Jesus by night and said, Rabbi, teacher, what are you talking about? How in the world are you doing all these miracles unless God is with you? Yes, God is with me. Why? Jesus is God. And so I know, you know, I talk a lot about church folk. I do that because I'm more concerned about those who've been in the church, what they call all their life, and holding these top offices. I'm really concerned about them because somehow or another, they think they automatically on their way to heaven from 40 years ago, that they can just treat people in a kind of way, talk to people in a kind of way, whether they believe in the whole word of God or not, pick out what they want to believe and the rest of it, put it to the side. And it's, you know, it is for you to try to obey, but not them, because they work in the church. They are officers in the church. They run the church. They don't have to go by a lot of stuff like you. You've been in the streets, so you're not good enough yet. You haven't worked enough. You haven't paid enough dues. And so I'm concerned about these people for their soul salvation. Nicodemus and church folk, you're going to have to be born again. Years ago, 40 years ago, you went down to what they called the mourning bench and cried out this and that. You were just scared. But did you ever accept Jesus as Lord? You might not even understood what was going on. But now that you're older, have you ever gone back? People are always renewing their vows on everything else. What about renewing your salvation vows? And so I talk about it a lot because these people in the church thinking they are on their way to heaven and high. And so they're not necessarily on their way in high just because of good works. And so they may say, wait a minute, you saying that all of this that I've done didn't matter, didn't count? Yes, it matters. Yes, it counts for something. It's good to work in the church. It's good to do all those things. But Nicodemus, ye must be born again. Amen. Amen. And so Adam sinned in the Garden of Eden. And when he did, he and Eve, when they did what they did and lost this earth over to Satan, God had to buy back his own merchandise. And you know, sometimes, you know, with property, sometimes you got to mess around and buy your own property back. Somebody in the family done lost it and messed up, signed the wrong contract, and you want to save it and keep it in the family, and you might have to go and buy back. And so God had to buy it back because he was just. He wanted to do it right. And Adam sinned, and when Eve lost fellowship and their righteousness with God because they were no longer in right standing with God. And so they lost access to the Garden of Eden. That's why, remember, they got kicked out. And God put the cherubims over with the flaming swords of fire so they couldn't even come back in, had no more access to that heavenly tabernacle that was set on earth. Amen. It was representing heaven there on earth. They had it made in the Garden of Eden. Made. Didn't die. Didn't get sick. Didn't worry. Everything for food and everything, pleasure was at their every hand, felt good all the time. They didn't have to get drugs or nothing to try to feel good or get high. They had a natural high. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. Amen. Every day was Sunday. Amen. And so let's look at our scripture here. Let's break it down from verse to verse. John, the third chapter. And let's begin at the very beginning of the chapter. We're going to go through it. Stay with me. The first verse says, now there was a Pharisee man named Nicodemus who was a member of the Jewish ruling council. He came to Jesus that night and said, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher and has come from God, for no one could perform the signs you are doing of God unless God were with you. And Jesus replied, verily, truly, I tell you, this is the truth. Take this to the bank. No one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again. And that born again there, the original Greek word, was a word that meant from above. And King James translated it to born again. It was originally a born from above. So you got to be born from above. And I know that's why Nicodemus had a question. What you mean, born from above? How in the world? And yet on the other hand, how in the world can I be born again from my mother? And so the fourth verse, how can someone, Jesus still talking, how can someone be born again when they are old? Nicodemus asked the question, how can someone be born again when they were old? And surely they cannot enter a second time to the mother's womb and be born again. Now Jesus is talking again in the fifth verse. He said, verily, truly, I'm telling you again, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless they are born of water and of the Spirit. You know, over in Thessalonians, and we say this a lot at funerals, this mortal must put on immortality, and there has to be a change. Why? Because the fleshly body in the state it's in now cannot enter into heaven. Why? Because it's been tainted. And so there has to be a change of clothes, change of that body before it enters into the kingdom of God. And the sixth verse, Jesus said, the flesh give birth to flesh, but the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit that's in you, give birth to spirit. You should not be surprised at my saying, Jesus said, because everybody must be born again from above. The eighth verse says, the wind blows wherever it pleases to blow. You hear it sound, but guess what? You cannot tell where it comes from or even where it is going. People will say, well, I saw the wind. No, you didn't. You saw the evidence that the wind was there because you saw the trees, the limbs blowing. You saw the curtains in your house blowing, and so letting you know there was air, there was wind, but you didn't see the wind itself. And so Jesus said, it is with everyone to be born of the Spirit. You didn't see the wind, where it come from or where it's going. You don't see the Spirit, where it come from, where it's going. But you got to recognize that it's there, and you must be born again. That's right. We're talking about your spirit must believe in Jesus as Lord and be born again. And so Nicodemus asked him back, because remember, this is supposed to be a legal expert. He's going to have a lot of questions because he's really trying to get Jesus to agree with him, see if he can trap him. And so Nicodemus said, how can this be? He keeps asking. Jesus said, listen, you are Israel's teacher, and you do not understand these things. You call yourself such an expert? The 11th verse. Verily, truly, verily, verily again, listen again, take it to the bank again. I'm going to tell you again. We speak of what we know, and we testify to what we have seen, but still you people do not accept our testimony. God, Jesus said, listen, I know what I'm talking about. Listen, I'm not telling you something that I heard. I'm telling you something that I know. And the 12th verse, he said, I have spoken to you of earthly things, and you don't even believe. I broke it down and just talk earthly talking. You still won't believe it. So how in the world can I expect you to believe something that I'm talking of heavenly things or something of above? And no one, Jesus says, has ever gone into heaven except that one who came from heaven, the Son of Man, the Jesus. Jesus was the only one at the time that had already went to heaven, come to earth, and went back. But just as Moses lifted up the snake in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up or exalted. That's right. And we sang the song, lift Jesus. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. I don't have time now, but one time, sometime I'm going to break it down to you. What that's really talking about, lifting up Jesus, is not really talking about shouting and all. It's talking about him lifting up. Jesus be lifted up, that cross, lift him up when they nailed him to it, and they put the cross in the ground, and raised, lifted Jesus up, and right there, that's when Satan realized he messed up, because right then Jesus said, I'm getting ready to draw all men unto me from this cross experience. And the 15th verse, that everyone who believes may have eternal life in him. Not automatically have it. Why? But you have it. You have the opportunity. So you may have it, but it's your choice. And that's the problem. See, God, Jesus, they give us a choice. The problem is not that they gave us a choice. The problem is we have choice. It's like taking a multiple choice test. And, you know, it says that the question is da-da-da-da-da. And then it gives you A, B, C, or D. And you got to figure out which one is right. It's a multiple choice. You got several choices. And sometimes we choose with the right one, and sometimes we pick the wrong one. But it is a choice that we made. Let me continue. The 16th verse, for God so loved the world. Now you know what John 3:16 printed on all the bumper stickers and T-shirts, where it come from and the context and what it come out of. And so they was talking about Nicodemus and these Pharisees and all. They wanted to know so much and didn't know anything. And so Jesus broke it down again. He said, listen, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever, who, anybody, doesn't have to be a Jewish leader, didn't have to be an officer of the church, didn't have to be nobody on the deaconess board and deacon board and deaconess and missionaries and all these officers. He said, whosoever in the streets, in the club right then, wherever you at, deep in sin, whatever, in the midst of whatever going on, but whosoever will believe in Jesus shall not perish. Perish, perish what? Yeah, in that lake of fire shall not perish, but what? Going to have eternal life. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that who shall believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his son, Jesus, into this world to crucify you. He got crucified so you don't have to be. So he got crucified so we don't have to be. God sent his son into the world. Jesus came not to condemn, what? Not to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Through him. Believe in him. You can't get to the Father, it says, unless you come through the Son. Whoever believes in Jesus is not condemned. Uh-oh. All you got to do, believe in him, accept him as your Lord and Savior. Now you'll know nobody can condemn you. Can't put it on you. And don't you take it or accept it. But whoever does not believe, check it out. It says fans condemned already. Why? Because they have not believed in the name of God's only, one and only begotten Son. Didn't ask you to believe in a whole organization. Didn't ask you to believe in a whole group of people. It said believe in God's one and only Son. This is the verdict in the 19th verse. Light has come into the world. Jesus is the light. But people love darkness so much instead of light, because their deeds were evil. You know how it is. People want to wait and go to the club at night. You want to go on a date. You don't want to go on the date in the afternoon. They want to go on a date at night. Go to the movies. Now we want to go at night. Everything at night. So you slip and do something. Nobody can see you. Everybody can't see you. The 20th verse, everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that their deeds will be exposed. But whoever lives by the truth comes into the light. Yeah, because they want everybody to know, hey, I'm the truth. Hey, look at me. This is the real deal. I'm keeping it real. I'm keeping it 100. So that it may be seen plainly that what they have done has been done in the sight of God. Amen. Now that your spirit, that's right. And so that's that whole chapter, John, the third chapter. Praise the Lord. Your spirit must believe and be born again. And now that your spirit is born again, and now that you've had your birth, now that you have accepted Jesus as your Lord, now that you have accepted him, you know, well, let me pause now and make sure you have. Join with me right now. Say, Lord Jesus, to my heart, be the Lord of my life. Be the Lord of my mind, body, and soul. be my Lord and Savior. I accept you. I believe that you're the Son of God. Believe that you died on the cross. And I believe that you arose again and have all power in your hand and you're coming again. I want you to be my Lord and Savior. And I want to be one of your disciples to follow you. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. The Bible said you believe that with your heart you are saved. Praise the Lord. So now that you've been born again, your spirit just had a rebirth, because now your spirit just became back in right standing with God. So now you are the righteousness of God again. So now that you've done that, now you need to do step number two. And that scripture said it tells you, now we got to crucify your flesh. That's right. You got to crucify your flesh. What it is? Wait, hold it. Crucify your fleshly, worldly ways, mindset, your eating habits that's been causing harm to you, and you putting it on the devil and everybody else, or God doing this to you to teach you a lesson. No, it's you. It's you doing it. It's your multiple choice, A, B, C, D. You chose it. And so now you got to crucify your wants, your desires, the stuff that's getting you in trouble, friends that you may not need because they are so-called friends, because they're not real friends, that fear that you've been having. Now you got to crucify that fear and pick up faith. That's step number two after you're born again. It's a process, and you have to work it out day by day. You got to renew your mind day by day. You got to keep working on it. You're not going to go and be saved and accept Jesus Christ like you did just now and abracadabra and makes men of you one of the perfect person that ever walked there if it's not so. And so you got to work on your soul, salvation. Galatians, Paul, the Apostle Paul tells us, for you were called for freedom. But do not use this freedom as an opportunity for the flesh. Rather serve one another through love. For the whole law is fulfilled in one statement. Remember when Jesus was leaving, he said, I'm going to leave you with one commandment, that you love you one another as I have loved you. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. And those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Matthew picks it up and said, then Jesus said to the disciples, if anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. You may want God to elevate the fivefold ministry or the five gifts or the gifts that God has bestowed upon you. You may want that, and you can have it, and you do have it. But for it to be manifest and elevated, take you to another level, you want the gifts, but you haven't allowed Jesus to disciple you. You got to become a disciple and a follower of Jesus. And the word that Jesus stood for, Jesus preached, and that's right, and take on that Christ-like spirit. The Great Commission, Matthew, the 28th chapter and the 19th verse said, go ye therefore and make disciples out of all nations. Nations mean people, out of people. Love them. That's right. Knowing this, that our old self was crucified with Jesus in order that our body of sin might be done away with so that we would no longer be slaves to sin. Oh, the scripture go on to say, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect in the will of God. So there's five steps to renewing your mind. Step number one, you need to ask the Lord to guard and direct your mind. Ask the Lord to guard and direct your heart. Because see, your heart, your feelings, and your emotions and mess around and dictate to your mind and can get you in trouble. Step number two of renewing your mind, you need to recognize the source of your self-focus and self-defeating thoughts. A lot of times we defeat ourselves because we're so focused on our self-desires and emotions and feelings. step number three of renewing your mind. Replace that and that way of thinking with a God-focused mindset. Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, and all of these other things will be added on. Step number four in renewing your mind, because you've been born again. You have believed, but now you got to now go to another step, because God want to take you to another level. Climb Jacob's ladder every round and gets a little higher and higher. Step number four, rest there in the truth that you are accepted in Christ Jesus. Stop letting people crucify you and put you down. You have been accepted in Christ Jesus, and rest, that's right, park your car on the truth. You are worthy. And step number five, guess what it is? Number one, two, three, and four, every day. Praise the Lord. Amen. Is there one? Is there one right now except Jesus as your Lord? Amen. Let me pray for you. Our Heavenly Father, God Almighty, we thank you for that word. Somebody right now need a word from the Lord. Somebody now is lying on a bed of affliction, or they know someone that's in a dire need of a touch, Lord. Hallelujah. We pray, and they don't know how to pray for themselves, and they need somebody to intercede and step in on their behalf. And Lord, we're calling on you. We're calling on your Holy Spirit. We're calling on heaven. Hallelujah. We are releasing it now in heaven. You said whatever we loose on earth, you are loosing in heaven. And whatever we bind here in the name of Jesus, we bind that enemy. We bind that foul spirit. We bind this enemy that keep aggravating the people, and the people thinking it's you, God. We bind it. You said whatever we bind on earth, you are bind it up in heaven. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praying, Lord, right now. We speaking life over them. Hallelujah. You said the power is in the tongue. So therefore, we using power by speaking life over that situation. Be ye healed now in the name of Jesus. We not healing them. We are speaking it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Putting it in the atmosphere. Sending it up to heaven. A telegram right now. Email, text. Hallelujah. Right now. In the name of Jesus, we using an app, hallelujah, right now, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, that's covered with the blood of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah. And we know you'll hear our prayer, and you'll answer them by and by. And we're praying that the people that we're praying for will have the faith, hallelujah. We're claiming, we're calling them now, hallelujah, rich, hallelujah, and wealthy with abundance right now. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We call it in where? We call it peace in their house right now. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Walk by faith and not by sight. Hallelujah. Stand on the word of God. Hallelujah. Jesus already paid the price. And we thank you, Lord, for what you've already done. And now we're just going to switch. We're going to shift our prayer to nothing but a prayer of thanksgiving. Giving and praise. Hallelujah. We accept Lord Jesus as our Lord and Savior right now. We accept the Son Jesus right now. Hallelujah. And Lord, we heard your word, verily, verily, that you said, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And Lord, we thank you now for saving us from a burning hell. Therefore, hallelujah, we realize now, therefore, if a man be in Christ, we are now a new creature. Them old things have been passed away. And behold, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. All things have now become new. We are a new creature. We're not that old person no more. We are a new person. Our name been written in the Lamb Book of Life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And when they talk about us now, we're going to turn around and tell them, oh, you're talking about the old person. Listen, I'm a new person. You didn't realize. I've been born again. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We declare and decree it done right now by faith. And your faith, folk, have made you whole. In Jesus' name, amen. Now put the word of God on and keep speaking life on your situation. Don't see yourself sick no way. Say, hey, I am healed. Say, I'm healed, and keep doing it till you see the manifestation. Say, now my bills are paid. Keep saying it. That's right. You looking at bills and say these bills are paid. That's right. In the name of Jesus. Now, faith has to have corresponding action. Faith without works is dead. So now you do some things. Make a step. That's right. Toward getting that stuff straightened out. Make a step. That's right. Rise up off of that bed of faith. Put a foot on the floor. That's right. Start doing something, God, over your situation. Amen. 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 Well, if you'd like to give to this true community church, listen, 2 Corinthians, the 9th chapter, 6 through the 8th verse said, you know, people contact me a lot and say, Pastor, why come you don't push people giving money more and all? Well, it's because of the scripture. The scripture tells us that not to give grudgingly of necessity. It says in 2 Corinthians, the 9th chapter, it says, remember this, whoever sows sparingly will reap sparingly. Well, if they just won't sparingly, then just give sparingly. But whoever sows generously will also reap generously. So you, okay, that's the word of God. I don't need to hammer you with it. The 7th verse there says, each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give. Not reluctantly, not grudgingly, not under compulsion, not under pressure, that's right, for God loves the cheerful giver. If I pressure you to give it, I've taken away your wanting to do it in your heart, and so you can be recognized in heaven as a cheerful giver. But look at the results for you. And that 8th verse, it says, and God is able to bless you abundantly, so that in all things that you do at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. That's the word of God. I don't have to hammer it, press you to do nothing. Amen. My job is to give you an opportunity and how to give. Amen. Write to us, Community Church, Post Office Box 158, Siler City, North Carolina, and the zip code is 27344. Or you can go to our website, truecommunitychurch.com. There you'll see all the information. You can hear some past sermons, get all the information about the church, and there's a place on there that you can click on, a page on the website, click on to give you all of the ways to contact us, email us, write us, and how to give through a tithing or giving app. There's all kind of ways to do it. Listen, send something so it can be used as the seed planting for your harvest. See, Jerusalem, Israel, is based on agriculture. Notice in the scriptures, everything is related and parables and like an agriculture or a farmer. So you sow the seed. And you know what? Some people, we used to come up, we had a plant and had a garden over in one place and be over on somebody else's land, plant another one with them, right? Plant seeds in different places. And when the harvest come up, you got more than one field that you can go and pluck from it and pick from it and get things. That's right. Sow the seed. Nourish it. Show it love. Keep the weeds out of it. Keep the attention on it. That's right. Speak life over it. And then sit back and look at the harvest. But guess what? You don't get anything out of that garden until somebody first sow the seed. Amen. Let me give you the benediction. Our Lord, Father, I come now before you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We choose life today, and we thank you for another day's journey. And we're walking by faith and not by fear, and we're not walking by what we think we know, because the Lord is on our side. We will not fear for who can be against us. If God be for us and you are, who can be against? And so, Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to open our eyes to any hidden areas of fear or deceit or traps that may come in around our life. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for you said in your word that I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prosper. And we declare and we pray this in Jesus' name over the people now. And somebody ought to receive it by saying amen. Amen. I'm Pastor Wilson for True Community Church, where everybody is somebody and Jesus is Lord.
Pastor Wilson, Before you go, and I heard you open up the door to those that may want to surrender and come to Christ this morning, a powerful word. I want to thank you so much here from the NFI studios. There was a question. There are a couple of people that surrendered to Christ today, and they have been in a place where they've been in bondage because they can't break that habit of playing numbers. You know, when you go to the stores, grocery stores, you want to pay for your gas and you get in line and everybody in line wants to buy a ticket. And now they're getting ready to open up where you can buy a ticket to all the basketball colleges games and football and high school. So they want to come out of this. They've been in bondage. And I believe, Pastor, you can give them a word, and I want to ask you to pray for those people that's been playing lottery tickets. Is it possible? Is it okay to do that?
What I'm going to do is I'm going to ask that you pray for them. The Holy Spirit put that in you and on you, and I'm going to ask you to follow up with what he just led you to say and do, and I'm going to ask you to pray a word over the people for that.
Amen. Amen.
And I'll join with you.
Amen. Before I do pray for that individual, it was in my spirit as he was ministering this morning, and some of you, it's a habit, and you've been saying, well, I want to stop. I know I don't have the extra money, but I continually go, and it just seems like it just keep increasing. I'm putting money, more and more money in it. And when it, Pastor spoke about sowing a seed, a giving to the ministry, giving to God, many of you are looking to be blessed because it's a quick fix. But nobody can fix it like Jesus. And some of you are missing your blessing because you're looking on the outward part, and God is trying to do something to you in the spirit because he is a spirit. And I want to pray with those of you that are willing to surrender. And some of you are in the church every Sunday. You're in Sunday school, you're in Bible school, but something keep drawing you to go get that ticket. And I believe today there's going to be some strongholds broken because God wants to set you free from that. Let's pray. Most heavenly, everlasting Father, God, we just thank you for this wonderful day, and thank you for Pastor Wilson. God, we thank you for this man that God has emptied out your word on today, this day, June the 11th, 2023. And, Lord, there are many right now struggling. They need extra finances. And the way that they see that they get the extra finances is doing things that are not pleasing in your eyesight. And they feel as though they are able to make that end meet by doing these things. And because of that, it has caused you to get deeper in debt. But I believe today in the name of Jesus, anyone that's listening under the sound of my voice, if that's you, whether it's a man or woman, I believe by the power of the Holy Spirit of God from the north, south, east, and west, those that have a heart and a desire to come out from it right now, I speak in the name of Jesus that that spirit shall be broken right now and sent back to the dry places from where it came from. I speak life to their spirit that no longer shall they continue to sow into the negative parts of the earth, but they shall sow to the spirit man of God. God, we thank you right now for that stronghold being broken. God, we speaking right now that there will be testimonies for those that will testify of the goodness of God that has helped them to come out of this situation. Father, we thank you right now, God. We plead the blood of Jesus over them right now, from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet.
Yes, Lord.
That no weapon come towards them shall prosper. God, renew their mind, that they shall think on what is goodness and of a good report. There be any virtue, there be any praise. Let them think on those positive things in the name of Jesus. Lord, show them, give them a spiritual insight. Open their eyes more clearly that they can see the spiritual part of sowing to God. And when
Thank
they
you,
sow
Lord.
To God, God will multiply. God will take them further than any place they ever been in the spirit. We thank you right now, God, for delivering them and setting them free. Thank you, God, for exposing the enemy, for no longer they shall be held in bondage, but they shall be set free and delivered in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I proclaim it, I speak it today, June the 11th, 2023, in Jesus' name, amen.
Praise the Lord. God bless you.
Thank you, Pastor Wilson. God bless you. We love you. Thank you so much.
Amen.
Take my hand. They are yours to use. Take my feet, I will follow you. Fill my mouth, give me words to pray. Break my heart with what brings you pain. Right here in this moment, I can hear your spirit call.
Here am I, send me.
your grace, it found me where I was. Reach down and dig me up to rescue me with love. So I call you faithful, faithful, grateful for your great love. And I can't thank you enough when I think about all you've done. I called and heard you answer knock, and the door flung open wide. I no longer have to hide, and with love
becomes amazed when you think about all you've done. So I have any thankful people in the house? Can you lift your hands? I know you've been here all night, but can you worship Him now? Thank you for all you've done. Thank you for every way you've made. Thank you for every door you've opened. Thank you for every time you healed me. Thank you for every time you delivered. Thank you for every time you restored. Thank you for keeping me. Thank you for restoring me. Thank you for providing for me. Thank you for reconciling me with my family. Can I get any honest people that know that God did something you couldn't do for yourself?
Thank you, Jesus.